This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden paid tribute on Sunday to the nation's war dead on the eve of his first Memorial Day weekend as the country's commander-in-chief. Speaking from his home state of Delaware, Biden said, "We must remember the price that was paid for our liberties." He continued, "We must remember the debts we owe to those who have paid it and the families left behind. My heart is torn in half by the grief." Biden delivered remarks on the sixth anniversary of the death of his son, Beau, who served as a major in the Delaware Army National Guard, including a tour of duty with U.S. forces in Iraq, and died of cancer in 2015. The president spoke about the ravages of grief over lost loved ones and the promise of healing. He spoke of the pride of service to the country, saying, "This American creed is the connective tissue that binds us." North Korea state media on Monday criticized the recent termination of a pact between the United States and South Korea that capped the development of South Korea's ballistic missiles, calling it a sign of Washington's shameful double-dealing. South Korean President Moon Jae-in announced the abolishment of the joint missile guidelines that had limited the country's development of ballistic missiles to a range of 800 kilometers after his first summit with U.S. President Joe Biden earlier this month. And a former ally of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday said he would seek to form a coalition government with the Israeli leader's opponents, taking a major step toward ending the rule of the longtime premier. The dramatic announcement by Naftali Bennett, leader of the small hardline Yamina party, set the stage for a series of steps that could push Netanyahu and his dominant Likud party into the opposition in the coming week. You're listening to VOA News. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro promised the Yanomami indigenous people in remarks released Sunday that there will be no mining on their land unless they want it. The right-wing president's remarks come amid charges by the Yanomami that their lands are being seized and they themselves are coming under attack from people mining illegally. The government is preparing a law to regulate mining on lands assigned to indigenous peoples. The Yanomami people have been warning since last year of tense conditions on their vast reserve of 96,000 square kilometers. It's home to some 27,000 indigenous people. Tensions are running high in southeastern Nigeria as a former separatist region commemorates when more than a million people died in war and famine in the late 1960s. The indigenous people of Biafra, the leading separatist group, is remembering war victims over 2 days with a candlelit march on Sunday evening and a strict order for people to remain indoors on Monday for their own safety. Some streets were already empty on Sunday. Residents stayed indoors a day after the killing of two Air Force personnel by unidentified gunmen, and a local policeman said six gunmen shot dead an influential politician Sunday who was a former advisor to Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan. Thousands marched in Colombia's capital, Bogota, on Sunday, waving flags and dressed in white to demand an end to protests and roadblocks, as well as express support for security forces following a month of demonstrations. Talks between the government and national protest leaders are to restart on Sunday after stalling last week. Widespread protests began at the end of April in opposition to a now withdrawn tax reform plan, but they have since expanded to call for a basic income, opportunities for young people, and to end police violence. Two record-breaking climbers have returned safely from the summit of Mount Everest, where climbing teams have struggled with bad weather and a coronavirus outbreak. Arthur Muir, a retired attorney from Chicago, has become the oldest American to scale the mountain at age 75. Also, Zhang Yinheng, a teacher from Hong Kong, is now the fastest female climber of the world's highest peak. She reached the summit from base camp in 25 hours and 50 minutes. There are only a few days left of good weather on Mount Everest this year, and climbing was closed last year due to the pandemic. Nepal is currently in lockdown, battling its worst surge so far of COVID-19. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.